Start it off. You got a few.
Coach talked about evening the score. How important is this one? You guys look like you're really, really worried about that.
It's been actually a hard week, man. It's, you know, really any time that you we practice on that turf four times this week, and, you know, it takes a toll on your body, and then coming out here and putting three and four wide receivers in the game for the whole game, man, so it takes a toll. But, you know, from a physical standpoint, you know, we've just got to heal up and get ready for work. On Wednesday, we got a big week. But, you know, the overall, I think there was a big emphasis put on, you know, going down here, being physical, and just going out here and just having fun. And, you know, we kind of sputtered a little bit with the interception and the fumble in the beginning of the game. But we overcame that and started making things happen.
Can you talk about Matt's growing comfort level, progress, the whole works, and just the way he's looked now, especially his last two?
Well, I think Matt's getting in a comfort zone. And at the same time that he's getting in his, we're getting in ours. And what I mean by that is he has to feel – not just his receivers and running backs, but he has to feel the offensive line out too. And I think we're getting a feel – you know, the other 10 of us is getting a feel for, you know, how Matt's playing. You know, he's playing some hellified ball, and, you know, he's stepping up, and we're behind him.
How nice was it to see some single coverage for a change?
I don't know why Coach disrespected me like that, but, you know, I'm who I am, and I love to do what I do. And anytime I feel disrespected, then I want to go out there and make it happen. And I think they disrespected me today by really playing me single coverage and really letting me, you know, have fun and do what I love to do, and that's getting that end zone.
Were you surprised to see that it was Jason Allen?
I don't really care who it is. I think when, you know, if I see single coverage man-to-man, then I feel that I can beat anybody in this league any given day. And I think today was just one of those days where, you know, something I haven't seen in a while. And I always preach, you know, anytime I see single coverage, then most of the time the safety's over the top. So it's really single what it looks like, but it's really double maul. So, you know, today was single coverage. You know, safety stayed in the middle. You know, our offense executed. So, you know, I think we really came to play today. You know, is that times we sputtered. Don't get me wrong. We still have a lot, you know, to work on. And, you know, it's going to be a hell of a week to get ready for Pittsburgh. They're playing some pretty good ball. So, you know, hopefully we'll be up for that challenge. But we got a little work to do, and I look forward to going back and work on Wednesday.
Would you expect that you won't be singled again anytime soon?
It varies. It really does. It varies. And that's the thing about, you know, coming to work and preparing and watching game film and getting around your peers and everything, and just having fun throughout the week. And I think that's where the game is won. You know, a lot of people think that the game is won on Sunday, which it is, but I think that your preparation and the work that you put in throughout the week is how you win that game on Sunday. So, you know, each week it varies. So not telling what we're going to get next week, but knowing that Pittsburgh has a good defense, there's no telling how they're going to play. So single coverage, there's no telling.
You've had some big games in your career. Is this ranked right up there with three touchdowns and a pretty good catch along the sidelines?
Man, it's just a normal day at the office.
Thanks.